This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, thanks to the Ford Ranger Raptor. Back in stock and now available at your local Ford dealer.
One of the most exciting players in the AFL. He won a premiership with the Pies. Now doing great things at the Hawthorn Footy Club. Jack Ginnivan joins us.
He does this part of the game very well. From about 40, Ginnivan on the way, kicks the goal, and he kisses his lips, and he puts the hands in the air in front of the pack. McGuinness weaved his way through to Gunston. Ginnivan should kick this.
Oh!
And does.
Hand pass to Newcomb, he's dispossessed. Hand pass, Ginnivan, two ways. A 45-point win to the Hawks. They get their first win of the season.
Going beautifully as a Hawk. Welcome to you, Jackie boy.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You would have enjoyed that on the weekend?
Yes. Yeah, it was good. It was great to get a win finally, and hopefully we can be away after that.
Is that the first song you've sang for the Hawks?
Yeah, it is, and it felt really weird. I'm standing next to Jack Gunston, and I always used to watch him sing the song, and a few little butterflies next to him.
You'd know the words because you grew up a mad hawker, as you said.
Yeah. Exactly right. So, it's good to sing the song, and childhood dream complete there.
Bloody oath. Nice, Jim.
And the coach is going well. You were just saying to us off air that you and he have linked together nicely.
Yeah, bonded really well. We're very similar characters, I think, and we love being cheeky and a few drive-by comments to each other. So, I'm loving my time at the Hawks and definitely with Sam as well.
Who was your favourite player growing up? Was it Jack or who else was there? Because there when you were in Castlemaine or wherever it was?
There was a variety of people, to be honest. I loved Will Langford growing up, and Taylor Duray as well. I played him in the other day. A few different ones. And then obviously Luke Bruce is a small forward that I sort of idolised my game around. Yeah. And so it's so good to rub shoulders with him as well.
He's been a bloody star, Luke Bruce. Mm. So is Taylor Duray. He's about to play his 200th game.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, under the radar, isn't it?
That's right.
Very rarely gets it wrong on a footy field, that bloke.
Who wore 33 back then?
Ah, Cyril.
Cecil,
as you called
him. Cecil,
Bill walked into the commentary box and he was in there, and Bill called him Cecil.
It's a joke.
It's the Norm Smith medals to him.
Have you met him?
No, I haven't. He's one I need to meet, but I wish he gave my jersey, but I had Chris Barlow, so just as good.
And, mate, you're loving your time there at the Hawks.
Yeah. I'm absolutely rapt to be there. It's been a crazy 6 months for me transitioning houses and transiting clubs and all these things and making new friends and stuff. But like I said, I'm loving it to bits. And, when we win as well, it makes it even better.
Oh, yeah. Bloody and the little wizard.
Yeah. Oh, you'd like him, wouldn't you?
Caulfield Grammarian.
Yeah, I made him wear number 34 so he can be next to me in the locker room. And we're a cheeky bunch in the corner. Me, Finn, McGuinness, Sam Butler, Connor McDonald, and the Wiz all in the corner. And we've got a little rat pack there building. So
a rat pack.
Yeah, it's good.
He is a tiny little bastard, the Wiz. Like, you actually can't believe it if we're out there doing the hosting on the ground and you guys come running past, you actually can't believe it.
Yeah, he couldn't be smaller if he tried it, I reckon. So, but he's actually going really well. He's injured at the moment, but we'll have him back not this week,
talent,
next week.
Bill.
Yes. Yeah, kick goals at school.
Amazing.
But so did you as a kid. You had you still have, but how many goals did you kick? You hear all these great stories. So you grew up in Castlemaine.
Yeah, Castlemaine.
And played for who out the road there?
Played for Castlemaine and Newstead.
Yeah, Newstead, yes.
Yeah, so kicked a few goals.
How many?
Under
a few.
119.
119.
112, Jim.
Yeah, so in 15 games or odd. So.
Were you hungry or you just?
Nah, a bit of midfield, a bit of forward. Kicked a few and still couldn't pip Dad's record, so it's pretty stiff.
That's right. And then where'd you go after that? So.
Nah, then went to Golden Square. Moved schools to Bendigo, went to Golden Square, then Strathfield Say won a twos flag there. Couldn't get in the ones when I was 17. And
Geelong
then,
colours, aren't they?
Yeah, Geelong colours. Yeah. The Storm, and then Bendigo Pioneers, and then drafted to the Pies.
Rookie draft.
Yeah,
that's. So did you think that it wasn't going to happen?
Yeah, it was a weird experience. My draft. It was on my birthday. It dropped on the 9th of December, and then didn't get picked up. It was about 65 picks, and I was in tears, crying. So obviously, I had a few mates over, and then. And all my family, and didn't get picked up. And then the next day, found out on Twitter, just scrolling through. I don't know who it was. Maybe Tommy Morris was having a tweet of the rookie draft or someone like Cal Toomey. And then, found out via Twitter on pick 13. So it was, pretty
and
crazy.
And you're a great example of the fact that it actually doesn't matter. Once you get on a list, it's up to you.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly right. They always say that when you walk in the club, it doesn't matter if you pick one or pick 80. And you just try to put your best foot forward and go from there.
I always feel when you watch the draft, when you get to about pick 45 onwards, that they take the shots into these houses And I always look at all the kid, obviously, but then his mates and the family, and I think that must be the most gut-wrenching bloody experience.
Yeah, for me, I was the kid sitting there and not getting picked up. So
how was the old man?
Jesus. I didn't even want to look at him. I'm sitting there on the corner with Mum, and I'm just getting a few cuddles from Mum, and I'm in tears.
Poor old Craig.
Yeah, Craig was pulling his hair out.
He would have been, because he's rang a few stations and all that, he has a bit to say now and then, but he just loves his boy and wants him to do well.
Yeah, I've told him to zip his lips.
He's been good.
He loves him a bit, and I really appreciate that from Dad.
Well, that's right, exactly right. So did you go to the Cumberland Hotel when you're in Castlemaine?
When I was about 10, I used to eat some party pies and some sausage rolls with Dad, and always used to be there on Friday night and watch a bit of footy, and it's always good to get to the Cumbie.
A good old pub in Castlemaine.
Why is that, Bill?
Well, I used to have it. That's right. We sold it now. Dusty used to come in there and have a couple of frothies.
That's his part of the world.
I saw him one day. He was there at a wake, and he's on the piss. And he was playing the next day.
of course he was. Stick around, please, Jackie boy. More to discuss with the star that
Guernsey
is
Cash.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
They need key forwards.
Give me some else. There's no...
But you're all over.
Give me some else.
Give me some else.
Hawthorne, Young Gun, Jack Ginnivan has stuck around. They face Sydney at 4 p.m. Sunday at the MCG. Ooh. By the way, Hawthorne faithful, you have a rare chance to weave your name into history by having your name on the famous brown and gold jersey when the side runs out in round 22 against Carlton for a tax-deductible donation toward the club's future home at Kennedy Community Centre. Visit hawks.team/KCC for more information.
Well, Red,
do you call it a jumper or a Guernsey?
Jumper.
Always called it a jumper. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know where the Guernsey thing came from.
Exactly. You reckon you're all right at the Guernsey Cash too, don't you?
Yeah, I think I'm all right.
You're good with your numbers, the Hawthorn numbers?
A bit of everyone.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you got something there for him?
I thought we were going to do that at the end, but now that you've set it up so eloquently.
Might as well do it now. Well, we were talking about Guernseys.
All right.
Yeah, here we go.
We've got a bit of new and a bit of old here, Jackie boy.
The old ones will test me, but the new ones are
right. All right. So are we going to put the time to it?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Here we go. Shane Crawford.
9.
Spider Everett.
18.
Matthew Spanger.
27.
No. Rick Ladson.
4.
Stephen Gillam.
27.
Ooh. Zach Dawson.
Pass.
Tom Phillips.
21.
Angelo Lekas.
Don't know.
Carl Peterson.
Don't know.
Kyle Chaney.
13.
Not bad. Not bad. Yeah. Good. 6.
Plenty of time left too.
Sam Frost.
I like that.
8.
Right, I've got a couple others here, Jim. Finn McGuinness.
32.
Harry Morrison.
1.
Oh, he's good. Knows them all.
His teammates.
His teammates.
Well, not everyone knows the numbers.
Need some randoms.
All right.
I don't know the oldies. Who do I get wrong?
You got Spider Everett was number 1.
Oh, yes.
Big Spide.
Big Spider.
And who else? Yeah, Zach Dawson was 26 for the Hawks.
Mm.
And Angelo Lekas was 37.
Who's Carl Peterson?
Yeah. Oh, he played a cup at Melbourne Melbourne Hawthorn. Hey, do you talk to the umpires out on the ground? A bit of fun, like, or do you abuse them, or what do you?
We can't abuse them.
No,
I have a few words. I thought I got caught holding the ball in the first 2 minutes of the game on the weekend, and got caught high and then handballed the ball, but I was pretty stiff. But a few nice words and just, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And I got held a few times and just asked a question, but nothing. Untoward.
So a bit of fun.
Yeah, a bit of fun.
Any chance for a free kick or something?
Any chance. Any danger? But no.
And what about the goal lumpies? You get anything out of them?
Oh, geez. I haven't spoken to them, but it might be in a bit of trouble.
They'd review it.
Yeah. I reckon they had 5 in a row on the weekend.
Mate. Hey, so you play this Sunday, 4 o'clock, take on Sydney. Caulfield Saturday. Nice meeting out there.
Come on, Pat.
He likes his horses.
I'll be straight to Caulfield. I was actually at the airport before Gather Round, and I was with Justin Lepich and Fly, and we were obviously playing over in Adelaide, and Leper just dropped, "You going to Morphinfield the day before the game?" And Fly heard it was a good funny gasp by Leper, but no races before the game.
I liked your comment actually because you played Collingwood over there that was in Adelaide and not in front of 95,000 at the G. I like that.
I know, it was pretty stiff, but we do play Collingwood again at the G, I think, in round 17 or 18, somewhere around there. So hopefully there might be a bit of a turnout.
Your home game or theirs? don't know.
Maybe.
Because
yeah, imagine the fans.
The fans, have you copped it from them over the fence yet? Or was Adelaide neutral?
Well, it was a bit neutral. It was hard. But I think that half the Collingwood fans still love me. And good. It's good. But, yeah, there's always a few diehards that don't. But, you know, they were so amazing to me and always wrapped their arms around me, so I'm really appreciative of that.
That's a Hawthorn home game coming up at the MCG.
So you feel the love.
Yeah, exactly right.
Better be interesting. Kick a couple and get on.
Who do you love watching, Jackie Boy? Is it like, are you a Toby Green man? Like, who do you watch from other teams and you think, I love the way he goes about it?
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. Toby Green, for sure. I love the way he goes about it. Tom Papley, I love him as well. He's always celebrating. Josh Rochelle as well. He's going really well, and I love just watching small forwards that get it done. Shea Bolton, Grant Myers.
Good players. Your celebrations, do you work on them, or do you think of a new one, or do you see the basketball or whatever it is?
Yeah, a bit of soccer. Work on them a bit. Just, you know, it comes a bit instinctive. Kissed one to the crowd on the weekend and do all this random shit. And, if it looks good, it looks good. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Yeah, exactly.
If I went to your house in Richmond, busy. And would there be the Anzac Day medal and your premiership medal on the mantelpiece or somewhere? Would you have it hanging somewhere or in the drawer?
Nah, it's actually in the drawer. It's in a sunglasses container thing. So it's got my Anzac Day medal, premiership medal, and my V-Line Cup under 15s best on ground in the twos medal. So we were actually looking at it the other day, and we had it all around the neck, and it looks pretty funny.
Bloody hope.
Unbelievably recognisable figure. What do most people that come up and speak to you say?
Can I get a photo? Yeah. How you going? Good win on the weekend, or good? How'd you go on the weekend? It's but I love everyone that comes up to me and recognises me, and it's why I play. And you know, it'd be pretty boring if no one knew who you were and you weren't playing well or anything like that. So it's always good to have fans that look after you and, get around you. It's good.
Do you get a couple that have a crack at you?
No, I've been pretty good. Maybe just like when I'm in the car and they see me in a little bit of a hurl of abuse, but nothing too bad.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
Well, of course.
Fun guy.
So what else, Jack, outside of being a very, very good footballer, what else do you fill your week with?
I love swimming at the moment. So me and my two housemates, just before I came in, we went for a swim, just turn over like a cane a bit. That's always
pool, not ocean.
No, in the pool always keeps the mind ticking and swimming. Good for the mentals. But apart from that, love going to cafes, love my basketball at the moment. The NBA playoffs absolutely shattered. The Lakers lost today in the last shot.
On the buzzer.
And you could just tell the last quarter they were hanging on for dear life. And yeah, they're in a bit of trouble now, 2-0 down. So,
Coffee man?
Yeah, I love my coffee. So, a bit of magic and then a decaf usually. So,
magic.
Bit different. Mm. Yeah,
what's magic?
First 15 seconds of the coffee.
Really?
Yeah, it tastes better. You should try it tomorrow.
What is that?
Oh, don't look at me.
I've never heard
I just have a cappuccino.
I don't really know. It's the first 15 seconds of the coffee, and then it gets all like watery after that. So, so if you have a watery coffee tomorrow, it's probably because you didn't get a magic. So get a magic tomorrow and come back to me.
I'm a barista myself.
Really? So you don't even know how to magic?
I make them at home, and I'm exceptional. I only make the latte style. I don't have a lot of range. But my latte is superb.
Superb?
Yep.
Is it?
Any sugars?
Tiny bit of sugar. Just tiny. Because it's a bit bitter for me.
I'm more cappuccino. Put the chocolate on the top.
And they get your sugar.
You're away.
I get it.
Yeah, good radio.
This is a coffee city.
I know it is. That's why I asked you. I didn't want to go on for 7 minutes.
You've gone the English tea.
That's how boring he is. Drinks tea.
What will you do down the track? Do you reckon you'll get into media or coaching?
Oh, I love sitting here.
Get paid for it.
I'm having fun. Yeah, I'm not getting paid today. I should be.
And then aren't you paying him?
Well, I don't know.
No. What are you paying me?
We've got something.
I reckon I wouldn't mind. You know what Kane Corns does or you boys does, getting into a few players would be nice and you don't have to play.
Just on Kane, have you met Kane?
Nah, not face-to-face. Yeah. I should, but
because he had a go at you and then you kicked all those goals when you went blonde and then he went blonde. So I like that. Did you like that about him?
Oh, I loved it. Yeah. So, you know, I was just had to back it up on the footy field and I did, obviously, Anzac Day. And then for him to go the blonde, it's a big decision to make in your life, changing your hair colour. So, I'm all respect for him now.
No, that's good. That is good to hear that from him.
I agree.
I like that about the boy. Our boy's going on.
A couple of weeks ago.
We did indeed.
That plays a very special and important role within the media. We can't all be the same, as a player.
I agree. Mm. Yeah, you need Antagonist.
Not hard to say.
Yeah.
How often would you talk to Sam Mitchell?
Sam Mitchell, every day I'm at the club. It's, you know, it's
text.
Always.
Do you text him?
He texts me after the game saying I play really well. And it's always good to get a message from the coach because it's always, it's not every week. It's sometimes few and far between, but it's always good to get that reassurance that you're playing all right. And it's good to us.
And what about Sis? How are you getting on with him? He's a different unit.
Yeah, Sis is great. He wore the long sleeve, so you got to love him for that. And then he loves his poker, so I always play a bit of poker with him and online poker. And when we go away, we play a bit of poker. So we've bonded over that. And he's good.
What about our man, Frosty?
Yeah, he's a good man.
I just want to know. Yeah. I want to know what he's like.
Because
on the ground, he's erratic.
Yeah, he's erratic, but he's been superb this year. He's very solid in defence, and he's very smart. He could be a politician. He could be. Oh, he's on the AFL PA board. He's very
politician,
smart.
Is he?
Oh, he's Frosty. Loves conspiracy theories. He knows heaps of shit. So I'm in his pocket. Trying to learn.
Doesn't get beaten one on one. That's why when he takes off with the few, we all get a bit worried.
Yeah, he's actually been good with ball and hand. I'd like to see his disposal efficiency this year. I reckon 85 plus.
Two phones. What about him?
Two phones.
Yeah,
but big Mabs.
Mabs.
Mario, he's going well.
You know he's got two phones.
Yeah, I've heard.
Actually three, they're telling us lately.
Maybe four.
He couldn't play at Marvel because under the roof you don't get good enough reception.
No reception. He's being hated Marvel.
He's going well. He kicked a few goals on the weekend. I hit him lace out to give him one, so he owes me a few coffees.
He's laconic.
Oh, laconic as. When he comes into goal, he's on the walk, so he's a good man, Marbs.
Great seeing you, mate. Thanks
Jackie
for coming
boy.
In. You are welcome anytime you want to slide by.
Hey, man. Thank you.
Be on you, mate.
Hawthorn Young Gun. Jack Ginnivan on the Rush Hour. Hawks fans, make sure you get to the G this Sunday. Your team take on Sydney at 4 p.m. It's the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to the Ford Ranger Raptor. Back in stock and now available at your local Ford dealer. Test drive one today.